What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dynamic Discussions. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. Today is going to be a little bit different episode. Usually Monday's episode is a Motivation Monday. Usually I have a whole spiel about the show, but today's a little bit different. And today I'm going to be discussing a topic that is very heavy on the heart. It's a very difficult conversation to have with people. There's a stigma around it. And today I want to discuss mental health, and specifically mental health among men. And I have been an advocate for mental health awareness for quite some time. For those of you that don't know my story, I have suffered with severe depression. I have severe anxiety. I was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder, the whole nine yards. I've been a advocate for mental health for 4 years now, since I was diagnosed. I participate in Movembers. I set up donations. I've volunteered. I've done talks and speeches on mental health and my story. So I don't want to bore you with my own journey, but there has been a crisis happening within the country, the province, and locally here in my community. And it's getting to the point where people have reached out to me in the last week. People I haven't talked to since high school. People that I didn't know were advocates for mental health awareness. But people are reaching out to me and they're upset, they're confused, and they don't know what to do. And all they know is that they want this to end. They want to do something about it. They want to help out in the community. And, you know, it's one of those things that affects everybody differently. It is one of those things that's literally a silent killer. And the thing is when it comes to mental health among men, there's a huge stigma around it. And the reason being is because a lot of men think if they have depression, if they have mental illness, if they are struggling internally, if they're dealing with things that nobody else can see, they're considered weak. And guys, I am here to tell you, you are not weak because you are sick. You are not weak because you have a mental illness, a chemical imbalance. You're not weak because you're financially struggling. You're not weak because you've had a bad breakup. You're not weak because you lost your job. You're not weak because you're emotional or sad or upset or feel alone. You are not alone in this journey. You are not alone in this process. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys what I think you should do. I have started something locally here in Medicine Hat, and I'm hoping to bring awareness to this issue and bring awareness to an all-time high. I want to end the stigma within my community. I want to bring strong men together, and that's what I plan on doing, is bringing a team together and having a support group in place. With that being said, I believe that a lot of people, when they think of mental illness, they don't understand what that actually means. I see a lot of Facebook statuses about drug addicts or alcoholism and how suicide can do more harm than good. But I'm here to tell you, as a man in my early 20s who almost got to the point of taking my own life, we don't see it as any other option. And the problem is that the internal struggle, the internal battle, the demons that are within us, the depression, that we have, the anxiety that we have, the mental illnesses that we have, do not allow us to see how our family feels. Does not allow us to comprehend what that might mean if we actually took our own life. For those of you who are blaming addiction in any facet, drug or alcohol, as someone who struggled with addiction, as someone who was addicted to painkillers and anabolic steroids, it is something that if you have never been addicted to anything, or if you've never found yourself in a depressed state, it's something that you will never understand. It's something that takes the pain away. It's something that we think is the only way we can cope with things. In those moments, we realize that we don't have any other option. We don't think that somebody will listen to us. We don't think our friends care. We don't think our family members care. But they do. They do a lot. And if it's one thing about struggling with my own demons and my own mental illness, if it's something that it has taught me, it is that you are loved. And that no matter what you are going through, somebody loves you. And what we need right now is love, empathy, and communication. We need to stop with the negativity online, quit being divided on opinions, and we need to start coming together as a community. Because I do not want to see any more of my brothers and sisters feel the suffering that comes from suicide and mental illness. I don't want to wake up tomorrow and see another one of my high school friends die of mental illness. I don't. We have to have the tough conversations. We have to understand that this is something that even the medical community is having a hard time comprehending, because there isn't a lineup of men out the door that are volunteering themselves to get help. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart, man, because there are a lot of good men in this world who should still be here today. And all they had to do was speak up. And for those of you who are negative or don't understand, learn to understand. Research, communicate, talk, listen, be an ear, be a shoulder to cry on. Do something for the people in your life that are struggling. I think the biggest thing that we need in society right now is love, empathy, and communication. I've made a few posts about it. I've said it on this show already. And the reason I say that is because the only way that we're going to end the stigma, bring awareness, and the only way we're going to start making changes in our community is by loving each other, understanding each other, and having a conversation about it. For me, this isn't a difficult conversation to have, because I've dealt with my mental illness. I've battled those demons, and I've won every time. I have won and conquered them each time by doing what works for me, of course, but by understanding that I am a flawed human being and it's not my fault. I understand that life can be hard and difficult. I understand that I am not perfect. I understand that all of that is okay. I understand that it's okay to struggle financially. It's okay to have bad breakups. It's okay to walk the wrong path in life. It's also okay to ask for forgiveness. It's okay to ask for redemption it's okay to admit when you're wrong and made mistakes, and it's okay to ask for help when you are struggling, whether that's in your health, your family, your relationship, your finances. I may not be able to save the world, but I am making it a mission in my life to help solve this problem, bring awareness to the situation. And if I can save just one life, if I can change one person's opinion about suicide, and if I can help the world be a better place, a more loving place, and most of all, a more accepting place, then I will have completed my mission. But I have a long way to go, and I know that there are people out there like myself who are making this their mission. And for those of you who want to see change in your community, if you're somebody who has experienced a loss because of mental illness, or if you are somebody who experiences mental illness, do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram at dynamic.podcast. You can email me dylan.ekus1@gmail.com. And we can have a conversation. We can talk about how hard it is to live with mental illness, find a solution, find a support group, find you therapy, find you someone to listen to you, find you a new workout program, find you a new diet, find you a book to read, anything, anything to help. But you have to talk about it and you have to ask. Because unlike a broken bone or a cut or a bruise or a scar, you can't see this issue. This is not a tangible thing. This is what they call the silent killer, and it really is. And I hope that this episode reaches somebody in need. And I hope that if you want to see change, if you need to start taking initiative in some way, shape, or form, I would love to help you with that. You can reach me again on Instagram or email. Thanks for tuning in. I know this was a heavy conversation, a heavy discussion, but it needs to be said. Something needs to be done. I'm doing something about it here in my city. I got a great group of people that I'm already working with. And I'll give you guys and the listeners a little bit more detail on what that all entails in the future here. But in the meantime, join the conversation, hashtag dynamic discussions. And let's bring awareness to this thing. Let's end the stigma. Let's have a difficult conversation. Let's start helping some people. I don't want to see another one of my brothers fall. Thanks. Bye-bye.